This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Todd Cochran here at Roku, and we're going to be talking about the new Roku that's going to be coming. I'm pretty excited about this new development.
Sponsored in part by GoToMyPC. Use their iPhone app to access your work or home computer anytime. Try GoToMyPC today with a special 45-day free trial. Visit GoToMyPC.com and click the Try It Free button and enter the promo code PODCAST.
Hey, we're here at Roku with Ed, and of course he's holding the what is soon to be the new Roku device that's going to be on the market. So the question is, when?
So we haven't publicly announced the release date yet, but we're talking about fall of 2012, later this year.
You know, being a big Roku fan, as you guys all know that are watching the show, you can get the Tech Podcast channel on the Roku, of course, our Blueberry channel and our ProMed network as well. But, you know, here's a device that's going to really, I think it's going to really set you guys apart, because I understand exactly why you're doing this. And I'm just going to put, maybe I'm going to put words in your mouth. The battle is for HDMI 1.
Right?
So this is basically going to make it real easy for anyone just to plug this thing in and go, right?
Right, absolutely. I mean, it's really our approach to sort of an answer to the smart TV question. You know, there are a lot of smart TVs out there in the marketplace. You hear different reports about connect rates on smart TVs. This, for us, is our strategy. Smart TVs are very expensive. They stay in the home for a long period of time. And with a simple device like this that will sell anywhere between $50 and $100, it's very easy to plug and play and pull this out and replace it.
That's right. So, you know, one thing I noticed is when we went from the first gen to the second gen Roku, there was a little bit of a performance difference. What are we going to see here with this? Are we going to have the same type of performance? How much memory are you guys going to put on board? Yeah. Because I'm already being told, hey, you got to remove some apps and stuff.
Yeah, no, essentially what you see here, this is the Roku 2 XS in the streaming stick format. So the exact same box that we sell for $99 over there, which is a tiny little form factor set-top device. It's exactly the same performance, so it's going to be the same chip, it'll be the same amount of RAM, same amount of flash, everything, so the performance will be identical to what you get with the Roku 2 XS.
So how are you going to deal with the remote control stuff of this? Because this is going to be behind the TV, right?
Right, exactly. So it's got Wi-Fi built into it, so it's going to connect to your HDMI port, where it's going to support the MHL standard, the mobile high-definition link standard, which you get power out, and you also get some control logic. So it will ship with a remote control with an accelerometer, gyroscope, and compass built in. But it will also be able to be used by the remote control that comes with a TV manufacturer.
All right, we're going to be right back with some more questions about what's happening on their app development side as well after this message from our sponsor.
Let's say that you're on your drive home and you get a phone call from your boss that says, you know what, you got to come back to the office because that PowerPoint just has to be changed and has to be mailed to the client that night. What do you do? Normally you turn right back around, go back to the office, log on and make that tiny correction. You would have driven maybe 45 minutes or an hour to your commute for that day to do 5 minutes worth of work. Don't have to do that anymore, because from GoToMyPC.com there is now an iPhone app and an Android app that will allow you to log on to your workstation, whether it's a PC or Mac, to be able to log on remotely and make that change and continue on home, all from your iPhone, from your Android phone, or from your iPad device. You can find out more and you can sign up for a 45-day free trial at GoToMyPC.com. Just look for the Try It Free button and make sure you use the code PODCAST, P-O-D-C-A-S-T. That is at GoToMyPC.com.
So Ed, lots of explosion in apps on the Roku, and I don't know what the total number was up to. I think last time I looked, it was 160 or so. Well, it's probably much more than that now.
It's 400 plus now.
It's 400 now.
400 now.
So it's just an amazing growth.
Yeah.
How are you guys working to keep that all categorized now, because so it doesn't get out of control?
Yeah, so we have 400 plus channels available on the Roku today. We're adding about 7 to 10 every week. And so we have a channel store with lots of very broad categories, everything from featured to most popular to specific categories like religion, movies and TV, et cetera, and so forth. And so we're working to sort of build out that channel store to make it a little bit easier to navigate. And you'll see some changes coming down the pipe relatively soon over the course of the year. But we're just continuing to build that out and build that channel store model out so people can find content much simpler.
They've come a long way since, I think we are like app 67 or something like that. So, wow, that's an amazing growth. Good luck with this new rollout. How many homes are you in, can you say?
We've sold 2.5 million boxes. So we are growing. It's about a 300% year-over-year growth. So we're very, very happy with that, and we look forward to big things in 2012.
2.5 million. You're all watching on Heroku today. Check us out at Tech Podcast Network on Heroku. And, of course, more continued coverage here at Digital Experience.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.